Our next case is number 12,036, CMH Homes, doing business as Oakwood Homes, seeking a special use exception to place a manufactured home, section 115-23C and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the north side of Hoot Owl Lane, approximately 500 feet east of Irons Lane, Road 348. The 911 address is 34979 Hoot Owl Lane, Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR2, which is Agricultural Residential District. The tax map is District 134, Map 7, Parcel 191.
Okay. I will open the floor up for case number 12,036.
Bless you.
Yep. Okay. Well, I guess I'll be the one. Well, I open the floor up for discussion. We get somebody else to speak first then.
I stand by my earlier comments that it's a mobile home in a housing community and it significantly impacts the homeowner's value.
And I guess before we get started, I apologize, Mr. Mears. I was just thinking here, Ms. McGee was not present at that meeting, but I have since spoken with you, and my understanding is that you've both reviewed the record and listened to the testimony that was presented at that hearing. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You're prepared to vote on this application.
I am prepared to vote.
Thank you. Okay. Apologize for not saying that sooner.
That's okay.
Thank you.
That's okay.
The only thing I got is, I mean, they got the permit and everything else, the county messed up. That's you know, it. I mean, and he went on from that, so I'm sort of torn in between right now. I mean, I feel sorry for that guy, and I feel for what he did, and I don't know.
But then, you're saying that hadn't been said, I would like to ask for one last deferred action on it. If that is possible.
So you'd like to table it again to look at it again?
Yep, to our next regular meeting. And that way, we'd have to, that would be our last one, we'd have to either vote it, you know, well, I'll wait to get a, you get a motion. You're making that a motion?
I'm prepared to vote.
Yeah.
I'm prepared to vote.
I think even though an employee may have made an error, that we have to go by this book that we're given to go by.
Right.
And the applicant knows what they're doing. They're in the business and they know. But we have to go by the ordinances of the county.
I agree with Mrs. McGee in reading through all the testimony and the applicant's timeline. And the application for the variance, there's so much conflicting information.
That's right.
I'm drawn to the application where it says it's a very attractive home with a 512 roof pitch, where the picture we saw was clearly a 212 roof pitch or less.
Mm-hmm.
It did not look like any of the homes that the people who showed up in opposition provided with pictures.
Well, I don't know that we saw solid or firm evidence that it would substantially affect adversely the values of neighboring properties. I really was disappointed that, you know, there wasn't something hard copy. It was more of an opinion or what have you.
There's no realtor or anything like that.
That was stated before, Mr. Mills, but the people in opposition to the variance are not attorneys, and they don't know that they need to hire professionals for professional testimony about property value.
Well, and just to state, we did have in Mr. Burrell's letter, there were some exhibits that were attached, and I believe there were two letters from appraisers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That it would affect the property values.
They were
just for that one, or one other ones in the area? Was there any other ones in that area that were stated?
There was a letter from Harold Carmine of Carmine Appraisal Group and a letter from William Emmert from REMAX Realty Group. I believe they were attached both to Mr. Burrell's letter or to petition of some folks in the neighborhood. Right. So I don't know if you found that to be substantial evidence or not. Mr. Mills are convincing enough, but I certainly just wanted to make sure that we were clear that there was something in writing about property value.
Right. I was referring to Mr. Emmert's testimony and not so much that. I guess it would appear that I would need more time to consider it as well.
Okay. Well, I'll entertain a motion then. That'd be the case.
I make a motion to table case to the next regular meeting.
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Mills that we table case number 12,036 until our next regular meeting, which will be on the 20th. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mears?
Nay.
Ms. McGee?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Callaway, so by vote of 3-2-2, case number 12,036 will be tabled until our next regular meeting, November the 20th. Okay, next case, please.